Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man was accused of stealing a necklace and then tried to get away with it by hiding in a shed. It didn't work very well for him, if you were curious about that. According to Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, a 39-year-old Florida man walked into a pawn shop, asked the clerk if he could see a necklace, then he snatched it from the clerk's hand and ran. Took it right out of his hand. Deputies say witnesses provided with a description. They were able to find him. He ran through a backyard, blah, blah, blah. Hid in a shed. Oh, my gosh, the video is hysterical. He doesn't run very fast, and he's a rather large man. So, I mean, they had aerial of him the whole time. And the funniest thing is he's crouching down. He's looking around buildings. He ain't looking up. He didn't look up and see what was in the sky watching him wherever he was because he's a moron. Of course they got him because he's an idiot. Like, can you imagine creeping around, sneaking and dodging and, you know, hiding behind, not even looking up at all? Can't even imagine. All right, here we got another machete. Machete. Florida man arrested for allegedly threatening to kill everyone on the Epstein client list with a machete. Well, it was wait. So you're saying that there's unnamed government officials here? He went on a furious social media rant, and he was arrested by federal employees. Terrell Bailey Corsi said he would use a machete to butcher people who were on the client list. And he was in an online battle with Grok. He literally was arguing with the AI. And they said he was making threats from his accounts. He said, quote, everyone involved, if I see them in real life, I will kill on site with a machete so everyone can see the blood and gore of the moment. I will kill everyone on the list on site, and they absolutely deserve it.
It's a poet.
Yeah, wait a minute. And they said he threatened three unnamed government officials. So did he like name them or not? Because if he's like speaking generally, you guys just gave us a lot of stuff away.
Right.
I'm just saying. If he's just speaking generally.
I don't think he's speaking generally, or else they wouldn't say three.
They said that. Yeah, they said that he threatened three unnamed officials. And that's, I'm just sorry. I've got a lot of questions. Ty got a lot of questions about this, so he was arrested for it. But none of the people on the list are arrested, just saying. Let's see. A Florida man was arrested for setting a pillow on fire at a hotel, of course, Boynton Beach. He damaged the room. Leroy Struthers, 43, who was arrested and charged with first-degree arson, preventing or obstructing extinguishment of fire. That's a whole thing. I've never heard of the extinguishment, Kane. If thou art obstructing the extinguishment of a fire, that is a charge.
Wow.
And criminal mischief. Yeah, they saw the smoke coming out of one of the rooms, and he ran past a police officer, but he set a pillow on fire. They arrested him, took him into custody. I don't even know. I can't even read this one. I'm not going to read that one because it had to do with people getting naked on a beach. Let's see. Nope, not that one. Oh, there was a Florida woman who was following tourists, pepper spraying them and then stealing their watches.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful about being flashy
with
stuff.
Tourism.
Yeah, a Florida woman fought off an alligator that dragged her underwater. Florida teen. This is pretty amazing. 15-year-old girl survived a terrifying encounter with a 10-foot gator in Pond Creek. Okay, that is a name if ever I heard one. Pond Creek. We can't determine if it's a creek or a pond, so we're gonna call it Pond Creek. Walton County Sheriff's Office said the gator bit her leg and dragged her underwater, and she fought back and was successful at it, although she had injuries, obviously. She said she had to punch it in the head as hard as she could. The alligator let go but tried to grab her again, was shaking her violently. She was able to break free, but she sustained severe injuries to her leg. But Her leg did not need to be amputated. That's pretty amazing. They said her quick thinking was crucial to her survival. So she was punching this thing and doing everything that she could to lessen its grip. Good night. They didn't say like how it happened. Like, I don't know if she was in the water or what, but taking charge of your health is easier with All Family Pharmacy. If you've been hearing about the latest in brain and cellular health, you're not alone. Methylene Blue is making waves for supporting focus, mental clarity, memory, and mood. RFK Jr. has been talking about using it. And NAD Plus, that's your body's natural energy booster. It helps cells repair and potentially slows signs of aging. With All Family Pharmacy, you now have access to these cutting edge treatments. Whether you're interested in Methylene Blue, NAD Plus, or even an emergency kit for your family, this is a pharmacy that you can trust. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, and no bureaucratic roadblocks. All Family Pharmacy uses 100% domestically sourced materials for all their medications, ensuring top quality and safety. So go ahead and visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off your order. And while you're there, check out their full list, over 200 medications available, including ivermectin, antibiotics, and more. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's #529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
So progressives in Maine kayaked. This is a What About Bob episode or sequel. They kayaked to the summer home of Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to protest the extremist agenda and demand resistance to tyranny. And if I'm being honest, it looks really lame. I mean, you have a bunch of like basically granola people. They love their granola. And they're, oh my gosh, you guys, they made an actual whole video. Oh my gosh, they actually made like a whole produced video. Oh my gosh, they actually did. Yeah. It's on my rundown. They, made a whole video of this where they, I guess one of them has a drone, Hupper Island Flotilla. They called it a flotilla. Wait, let's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 kayaks. There's nine whole kayaks. And they called it a flotilla and they, I don't know what they're doing. I'm watching this video and they're just basically in the water way, 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 way far away from his house. That's on his summer house. I guess it's on the land. I don't know where his summer house is. And they are sitting there and I don't know what they're doing. What was the point of this exercise? Juan's showing you the video. Okay, someone explain to me how this is supposed to be a protest.
I was told it was a flotilla.
Well, yeah, but it's just a bunch of like granola eaters and tofu and hemp weavers, and they're just in the water there. They're just there doing whatever, God knows what. What are they doing? They're just sitting there. Oh, now they're all together in that video. Look, now they're all together. I feel like Snoop Dogg narrating Nat Geo. Look at all these hippies. Oh, there's somebody in a little raft. That's not a kayak, liar. So what is the point of this? A bunch of dorks get in their kayaks and they go sit in the water like weirdos outside of John Roberts' summer home. That's what... This is why I would have alligator snapping turtles and I would release them all into the water just then. What is the point of this? I don't even know which one is his house. Oh, I guess the one where they keep trying to fly the drone up near is his house. So what is this? This is a protest. Nobody knows what this is about. It just looks, what is the purpose of it? You waste a beautiful day sitting in a kayak outside, somewhat outside, like somewhat kind of near somebody's house. That's all it is. Kane, that's all it is.
I'm helping.
Look at me. They had a float. Oh, they had signs that read that no one could read from shore that said, shame, protect democracy, and you made a king. And then they had little signs that lined the road that you can't read. Like they're like the size of a piece of paper. You can't even read them.
How do we message?
These are rich white people in their kayaks, number one. They're just, I'm gonna go out and protest in my kayak. Okay. Can we start protesting people at their homes for stuff? Okay, because here's why. Because I saw a chick that was wearing nude colored leggings. Nobody should ever wear those. She was wearing nude colored leggings. And I saw her in the grocery store in the frozen food section. And I was like, what? I just saw a pantsless person. And it took me a hot second to realize, no, those are her legs. And she's, my grandmother would say leggings like this. And I can't say it like I used to anymore. I have to say it the way she does. And this woman was in leggings, okay? Nude colored leggings and had black flip-flops on. First off, leggings aren't pants. Maybe put on shoes. And I just think that if you're going out in sweats and workout gear, you're just giving up in life. I subscribe to the Karl Lagerfeld theory of dress. You don't leave your house in sweats and you don't wear leggings as pants. There's never any time that nude leggings is okay. So the reason I'm asking this is because are we just going to start randomly protesting people for things we dislike? Because I would be so busy if that's the case. Yeah. Right?
You could get some people involved with your cause.
I mean, show up like leggings aren't pants with like signs you could actually read, like ban nude leggings is tyranny. Right. That's the kind of stuff, you
nude
know.
Nude leggings is tyranny.
I said that. Yep, that's what I said. It's is, not are. It's is. Just things like that, you know. Or I don't know. I mean, maybe we can do stuff like that. This is such a rich, progressive way to protest, by the way. Well, guys, I have an idea. Let's go get on our kayaks. Yeah. Aren't they expensive? Hang on. I don't know anything about kayaks. I don't care if it's live radio. I'm asking.
I don't think they're
internet.
That expensive. Maybe they are.
Kayaks expensive. Okay, answer. Oh yeah, they are actually. Oh wait, no. Yeah, they're actually not like super cheap. They're very expensive.
Really?
Prices vary. I mean, apparently, they're like $500 to $1,000 apparently.
What?
I don't know.
I'd rather just have a giant
kayak.
Boat, then.
Kayaking is not like a totally. Is it as expensive as hockey? Probably not, but. Anyway, I just think that that's like the most progressive, the most trust fund socialist way to protest is, guys, let's go get in our kayaks. Let's go kayak over to John Roberts' summer home. Let's leave our summer homes in our kayaks and go to John Roberts' summer home. And let's go protest him from our kayaks. Oh, yeah, Steve knows. Well, they would leave their summer homes and they would get in their kayaks and paddle over. And then what do you do? Like, that's so anticlimactic. You're there protesting with your sign. You got to balance your paddle and you got your sign. Like, do you have like chants or something? I don't know. The thing that I love most is that they made a very well produced video. My dog just broke into the studio. They made a very, you can't come in here, but you can't though. But you can't. So Wick is starting to break in. I'm sorry. But that's not for puppies. Anyway, he's mad because he heard about the kayakers.
Exactly.
So Wick learned how to open gates.
He's more of a canoe.
You can't, though.
He's more of a John Boat.
It's not for canoe. Puppies. It's not for puppies.
Kind of guy.
So he learned how to, like, open gates. Juan's showing you right now. So they had a drone. So who's controlling the drone? So they had a drone that made all this footage and did this, like, super well-produced video. And they, this is so, like, self-glorifying. I want to throw a big old boulder, like, right in between the kayaks and just have the waves go.
What's the next level of protesting? I mean, is it helicopters? Hey, guys, let's get in our helicopters. Let's fly over someone's summer home.
Yeah, we're going to go take our choppers and go fly over someone else's mansion. We're going to leave our mansions in our kayaks, and we're going to paddle over, and then we're going to protest, and then we're going to... This is me paddling fast. Paddling back over. It's what we're doing.
Let's imagine a time right before the kayakers showed up at Robert's home. And now let's think of the time right after they left. What was the difference? What was there any sort of change? Was there an addition to policy that somehow popped up because of it?
No.
Like, what did they do by floating by and sitting around for a little bit?
No. I would walk out with a brewski on my deck and be like, what's up, losers? It's the company that is based in Florida. It is Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It is a pistol chambered in 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol. It's 40% lighter than other 5.7s that are on the market. And it was inspired by real-world data and defensive needs. What makes it lighter is the rotary barrel. Also, the unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for slimmer carry profiles in a 20-plus-1 capacity. MSRP is only $399. And again, made in Florida, Kel-Tec, a family-owned company. You can learn more about the PR-57, the rotary barrel chambered in 5.7, at keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
I've got Dan Morgan here on the pod. Say hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going good, man. Tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Dan Morgan. I'm an attorney and a managing partner at Morgan & Morgan, which is America's largest injury law firm.
That's pretty awesome. I think I saw a billboard of yours recently that said $20 billion. $20 billion is an insane number.
Yeah, $20 billion recovered. It's actually, I think, somewhere north, probably closer to 22, 23 after this year. And each year we get bigger and badder and our army grows. So the number will hopefully keep getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
Awesome. So how does someone get in contact with Morgan & Morgan? What would I do if I got into an accident?
Probably the easiest way is dialing pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. We are always open. Our call center is always waiting to take your call. 24/7, 365.
Wow. Dan Morgan from Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Thanks for coming by the show.
Thanks for having me.
Visit forthepeople.com for an office near you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently rent prices are falling fast in America's most pro-housing cities. What the hell's a pro-housing city? What does that mean? Like, are there cities that don't want you to live in a house? They want you to live in a, like, in the forest?
Those are anti-housing cities.
I don't know. They said that Rent prices are falling, some by almost 45%. And that includes the top 65 metro areas in the U.S. Oh, pro-housing policies. What does that mean? What does it mean? You're not going to have... You would think that a pro-housing policy means that you're going to abolish your property tax. Yeah. And if you haven't done that, don't call yourself pro-housing. It's stupid. It's a dumb word. If it's not, if you don't, if you have property tax, which is absolute unconstitutional theft, and it's communist, then you're not pro-housing. Sorry. By the way, any Democrat that doesn't, or any Republican that doesn't exuberantly back removing property taxes has a Marxist tendency. Yeah. So that's going to be like one of my defining questions. And then the second one going forward is, what are you going to do about it? Tired of people like just paying lip service and then doing nothing. Dillard's is moving from, they're moving away. They're moving to Texas. They're moving from Delaware to Texas, citing legal concerns. I didn't even know that Dillard's was based in Delaware. Rings, flying spy drone monitors your home in the air, coming soon. And it can even recharge itself and stalk burglars. I'm all about this. I'm all about embracing drone warfare. I would love to be a drone operator. Oh my gosh. Like, recruit me. I will sit there. I will just drink Mountain Dew Livewire and I'll have me some.
You're talking about the ones with weapons though, right? Those are the ones you're talking about.
Well, yes, but you know, also just like for starters, surveillance drones, I have such a steady hand. I could get right in there by you and just like right by your head and just fly as you're walking to commit a crime, just right by you. This one, though, it can stalk burglars. It even recharges itself. It's pretty awesome. Would you get a drone? The thing is, everybody's going to have these and they're going to be
annoying.
It's
the step up from like your home security camera. This one actually hovers over your house and it's like perimeter.
But what if you're in a subdivision? See, this is where I'm like, no, I'm not for everybody having a drone. I'm only for me having them. Not lying.
That doesn't seem fair.
I don't care. It's just about me. See, this is why I'm like, I could never run for elected office because, you know, I'll be a tyrant. I'm not kidding you. I say that somewhat jokingly, but no, think about it though. Is it going to be annoying if you have a subdivision and a lot of these houses have like zero lot lines and everybody's got a drone? You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense if you're rural and you live out in the country and you need to go and patrol that gravel road that, you know, that makes some sense. You know what I'm saying? I get that. But yeah, they're going to have a flying security cam. I'm going to get one. I'm totally going to get it. And although we have cameras all over our property now and we can talk through all of them and they have night vision, I can see your cigarette label on your car in 1 a.m. My cameras are crazy. Every now and then, just to mess with people, I talk on it. Or if it's at night and people are out walking, I literally will make ghost sounds on it. I will literally do this. It's not, see, again, not the best. Hershey's, let's get to the more important stuff. Hershey's is increasing candy prices because they're saying that cocoa costs are increasing. Didn't we have something about that, though? Cocoa beans, because something was happening with, like, the yield or the harvest or something, and those prices were going to, I'll pay it. I don't care, because it's chocolate. I will totally pay it. Not even going to argue it.
Well, you know, I'm an eighth generation Texan. My family has been here since it was Mexico. I love this state deeply. I know my party wants to turn Texas blue. I know Republicans want to keep Texas red. But I honestly think the best color for this state is purple, because competitive elections keeps all politicians on their toes. It forces elected officials to serve everybody, not just the most extreme elements of their party in a primary election. Unfortunately, President Trump is attempting to rig the next election here in Texas.
This is the stupidest stuff I've ever heard. I can't believe we have to address this. This is James Tallarico, who is a barely educated Democrat in the Republic of Texas. And he apparently doesn't think it's gerrymandering when they do it and do it horribly. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour, and This was a court case that, I mean, this has been a fight in Texas for quite some time. So there have been four coalition districts that were identified by the Department of Justice as unconstitutional because of the way that they were racially gerrymandered. And this is a DOJ. They sent this letter. Civil Rights Division sent this letter to Greg Abbott. and Ken Paxton and all this stuff. You have like Galveston County and several others. There's been a lot of weirdness going on in Texas elections for a long time. True the Vote, which was established here, has been fighting this for over a decade. Texas has 25 of, Republicans hold 25 of Texas's 38 House U.S. seats, congressional seats. Democrats only have 12. So they're trying to change that. One seat is currently vacant, and they're trying to target that one also for redistricting. And these lines are drawn like every decade, every 10 years, they redraw these lines. They can do it at other times too, but we're going into a special session, and this is going to be one of the things that they're discussing in a special session. And Trump isn't the only person to talk about this. In fact, these districts that the DOJ defined as being these unconstitutional coalition districts, it's Texas's 9th, that's Harrison Fort Bend counties. Democrat Al Green holds that. They're all Democrat seats. You have Dallas and Tarrant counties. I'm in Tarrant. That's held by a Democrat. Harris County, held by a Democrat. That's 29th district, 18th district. That's Harris County, also vacant, previously held by Democrats. So I'm Tarrant, but Texas 33 is not my district. I have a Republican congressperson, but they have part of that district is a Democrat congressperson. And when you've got coalitions, you always get Democrats and all those things. So Democrats did this. They absolutely butchered this in the beginning. And now we've had these congressional redistricting. Now they're trying to correct it. It's added to the special session. I think they were going to do it anyway without getting the DOJ to send a letter. They're saying that these are outdated race-based considerations that gerrymandered these districts. And they did. And so this is a court ruling. This is from 2024. It's Petaway versus Galveston County. And for people getting mad over Trump about this, I mean, again, this isn't a Trump thing. This is something that was established in the courts. And I mean, pick up a significant number of seats for Republicans. And that's why Democrats are so angry about it. So you have this guy. What is this? Where is this? So he's trying to act big and bad. Where is this? This is audio soundbite. Audio. No, this is a Slotkin on this. So this is Louis Slotkin, audio soundbite 13, trying to go big and bad. If they're going to go nuclear in Texas, I'm going to go nuclear. Listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think it's pretty rare. I don't know if it's unprecedented what they're trying to do in Texas. They're trying to pick their voters, right? They're trying to redraw the lines in the middle of a decade so that they have more seats, right? It is very open and obvious. In Michigan, we felt so strongly about gerrymandering and how bad it is when politicians get to draw their own districts that we passed a constitutional amendment, wildly bipartisan, right? My swing state, that we voted on that 4 years ago, and it was, or maybe 6 years ago now, and it was deeply popular. And now we have a citizens commission that meets every decade and draws the lines, and it's much more rational. It's also competitive, right? It makes sure you have politicians who compete. But I will tell you this, if they're going to go nuclear in Texas, I'm going to go nuclear in other places.
You're in Michigan. Why don't you stay in your lane? Make a sandwich. Good grief. I mean, if I wanted to know what some barely literate Democrat from Michigan thought, I would go and ask her. But shockingly, I didn't. And I don't think anybody else did either. That's the last thing we need is some of these Northeastern people to start coming down here and trying to tell people what's up in a state that they clearly have no idea what happened in. The gerrymandering was what was done. The ungerrymandering is what is being considered now in this special session. And they're mad. Democrats are simply mad. They're just mad about it. But this is, they had a long time coming for this. Notice how quiet they were when they were just like absolutely playing a game of Twister, essentially, to redistrict the way that it has been for the past decade. And by the way, redistricting usually happens anyway every decade. So that's what you have to do to accurately reflect the population. So you're trying to deny this process. This is the process that we've always had in this republic. Why are you trying to deny it now? Oh, because you would lose seats. Maybe if you guys, I don't know, were better lawmakers, maybe if you guys actually had better policies, you wouldn't feel the need to run your mouths like this. Maybe you would already have people who were voting Democrat and you wouldn't even have to worry about gerrymandering because your support would be so strong. But as it is, They had to butcher some of these districts into ridiculous ways in order to keep Democrats in them. It's the dumbest thing ever. And now you got all these people. I saw somebody, who was it? I saw a Democrat official, it was in Texas, lawmaker, retweeting some like Australian commentator, somebody who's like, I guess, a pundit in Australia about Texas. If I wanted to know what some socialist from Australia, if I wanted their opinion, I'd ask for it, but I don't. Again, neither do you. So they're mad. They're upset. So Gavin Newsom's like, well, two can play at this game. So now they said that they're going to try to redistrict in California. To get smaller seats, because that's exactly what you're going to have to do. Genius. Golly, these people don't think, do they? Go ahead. Go right ahead. You go ahead and you whittle your seats down because you lost so many damn people because of your horrible policies. Go ahead. Y'all go. Let them do it. Let them do it. And California, though, the difference is that they actually have an independent commission in California that determines their districting. And they are not allowed to have any kind of partisan influences on their work. So it's actually a lot more difficult to do in California than it would be in another state. But yeah, if they're going to redistrict, they're going to end up losing seats for that. So all the people that are running their mouths about this, it was racially gerrymandered in the beginning. And you had a lot of weak Republicans in Austin that never wanted to do anything about it. Well, now it's okay. You ought to see some of the ways that these districts are done. It is asinine. It is really silly when you look at the way they're drawn. It doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. So this is just simply correcting it. And also, you know, you got a lot of conservatives that have been moving in too. So, you know, and Democrats cannot stop any of this. There's nothing that they can do. They can sit here and run their mouths about, we're going to go nuclear. I mean, I don't think that you guys can do anything more than what you have been doing for the past several years, burning and looting neighborhoods and, you know, attacking ICE agents. I mean, I think Democrats have a lot of problems on their hands right now. They have their, you know, their preferred demographic literally targeting ICE agents and trying to kill them and throwing stuff at them and shooting at them and all this other stuff. So, you know, maybe they should be focused on keeping those of their base in check. Just seems like instead of complaining about redistricting that happens every decade anyway, it needs to be done in this particular case. So, but like I said, there's nothing that they can do. There's nothing that they're going to be able to do to stop any of this. That's just the way it is. Because it's going to happen and it should happen. You know, that's all it is.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.